Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, October 22nd, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Amazon launched a merchant option called Local Selling. This lets shoppers on Amazon choose to pick up an item from a local store or have the store deliver it instead of having it shipped. The pickup service does not cost the customer anything, and sellers use their own vehicles to deliver items, not Amazon's. Sellers can offer things like installation and assembly, along with delivery. Apple confirmed that 16-inch MacBook Pros with the M1 Max chip feature a new high-power mode designed to maximize performance during intensive, sustained workloads. According to documents seen by Mac Rumors, this mode can be toggled on in system preferences, although it's unclear what this mode actually changes on the machine. Razer released its Zephyr face mask, the one with RGB LEDs and fans, available now for $100, including the mask, a carrying case, and USB-C charging cable, along with three N95 filters and anti-fog spray. There's also a package of 33 N95 filters for $150, or you can buy filters from Razer's in sets of 10 for $30 a set. This is officially marketed as an air purifier, not officially personal protective equipment. Razer also announced a much more practical line of PC components, with LEDs of course, including liquid coolers, case fans, and platinum-rated ATX power supplies. Reuters sources say a website used by the Rival ransomware group to leak data and extort companies was taken offline this week by a multi-country operation involving the FBI and U.S. Cyber Command. Rival previously went offline in July following a compromise of its internal infrastructure by law enforcement before being restored from backups by a member known as One Day. Some of these restored systems were already controlled by law enforcement. Bleeping Computer reports that, according to the Cluster 25 security researcher Frost, there's been a recent increase in malware campaigns using YouTube to push password-stealing Trojans, with the researcher citing 100 new videos and 81 channels created in just 20 minutes. The threat actors use hijacked Google accounts to launch new YouTube channels with videos on things like software cracks, licenses, how-to guides, cryptocurrency mining, and game cheats. Supposed links to the software used in the videos instead further spreads the malware. Google said it's aware of the activity and working to block it. Google reduced the cut it takes on all subscription-based apps from 30 to 15%, and ebooks and on-demand music streaming services will be eligible for a fee as low as 10%. Twitter acquired Sphere, a group chat app focused on communities, and its 20-member team. Twitter VP of Engineering Nick Caldwell says Sphere's team will help improve communities, DMs, and creator roadmaps on Twitter. This follows Twitter's launch of its own invitation-only communities in September. The Sphere app will wind down over the next few months. The New York Times' sources say the Russian communications regulator Roskomnadzor has now installed internet filter equipment at 500 locations of telecom operators. This covers 100% of mobile traffic and 73% of broadband. By next year, the technology will reportedly be inside over 1,000 locations. The regulator reportedly used the system earlier this year to slow down Twitter traffic 87% after the platform failed to remove posts deemed illegal. In its Q3 earnings, Snap earned 17 cents per share and reported daily active users up 23% of the year to 306 million, both beating analyst expectations. But the company missed on revenue, reporting $1.07 billion versus $1.10 billion expected by analysts. According to CEO Evan Spiegel, Apple's changes in privacy settings impacted Snap's advertising business more than anticipated. The company did see its net loss down 64% of the year to $72 million. Intel earned $1.71 per share in Q3 on revenue of $18.1 billion. Analysts expected earnings of $1.11 per share, but revenue of $18.24 billion. Client Computing Group revenue, which includes PC chips, was down 2% of the year to $9.7 billion, with Intel citing lower laptop volumes due to the ongoing chip shortage. CEO Pat Gelsinger said he didn't expect the semiconductor shortage to end until 2023. At Google's 2021 Smart Home Developer Summit, the company said Android will get native Matter protocol support through Google Play services, allowing you to quickly set up smart home devices with a fast pair-like UI. The Nest Hub Max, second-gen hub, and Nest Wi-Fi router will be certified as Matter hubs for faster accessory connections, while older Google Smart displays and speakers will be able to control Matter devices. The company will also brand its entire smart home platform, developer program, and tools as Google Home. Facebook began rolling out a group effects feature to its video calls and messenger rooms, letting anyone on a call experience the same AR experience. At launch, this includes 70 effects, including a game experience. The company said the feature would also come to Instagram soon. Twitter rolled out the ability for any user on iOS or Android to host a Spaces audio chat room. Previously, this was limited to accounts with 600 or more followers. And finally, AMD's latest chipset driver resolves performance issues on Ryzen processors involving its preferred core technology seen under Windows 11. Microsoft also began rolling out a Windows update to resolve increased L3 cache latency with Ryzen processors on the new OS. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.